Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the Big Event Sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Well, cattle futures really fell off at the end of today. We were down $1.20 to $1.60 on the feeder cattle to finish on the lows for August here at $138.65, down $1.20. So that month was actually one of the stronger months. Out in September, down $1.55 at $138.32. Live cattle, on the other hand, were actually higher here with the August front month at $108.17, up $0.22. We are into the delivery period. The oldest dates were partially through July 13th of 2018. So some really old positions still on the books there for the August live cattle. And it's currently 108.13. Now, it looks like there is some 113 bid up in Nebraska at this point, which would be pretty good news here. And then, of course, at a premium to where the August live cattle are currently trading. Now, the hogs today are down 80 at 64.45. Boxed beef at midday, down 13 cents on choice at 216.78. The feeder cattle index is 141.82, so a little bit of a premium to the August live cattle. Woodward yesterday had 4,850 head. They called it steady to $1.50 lower, so kind of steady there. An interesting thing to note is yesterday there were 655 metric tons of beef sold to China.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Grain trade today was generally focused on Monday's USDA August 12th crop production report for the corn and soybeans. The USDA had to resurvey acres that were in the June survey on the June 28th report because a lot of farmers believe that there was much more or much less acres or much more prevented planting top acres. But they went and resurveyed those acres, and they're going to release those Monday morning. The estimates are for a reduction from 90.7 million corn acres planted to about 88 million for the corn. Beans, actually 81 million, or last time they were 80 million. So a little bit of decrease for corn, a little bit of an increase for the beans. Yield prospects are just slightly lower than last month at about 165 bushels per acre, where last month they were at 166. But that report is Monday morning, and it could be big. The June 28th report was such a shocker. People have kind of shied away from the futures contracts themselves, it looks like, and going more toward the options market to give themselves a little bit more known outcomes versus the futures. But again, that report, planted acres for corn and beans are kind of the primary drivers. And of course, that trickles all the way down to the ending stocks. U.S. corn ending stocks are estimated to be about 2.4 billion bushels. For beans, 1.06. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.